Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious and worthy name of the Lord Jesus. As we come to the closing message on the subject we have been considering for some time, God the Father and His family. We are now concluding it with thoughts regarding the Father's home, to which all the children of God are going. We read again the words of the Savior from John 14, verses 1 through 6. Let not your heart be troubled. Do you believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. May God bless the reading, the hearing, as well as the ministry of his precious word from this great portion. The Father's home above. We have touched upon its reality. We have seen something concerning its locality, together with its felicity, and also, thank God, its immensity, together with its permanency. Now may we consider its imminency, as we read in verse 3. Jesus says, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, literally implying, I am coming again, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Beloved, may I state the imminency of this home? How imminent will this home be? Beloved, may I state, this is a promise. The Lord Jesus has given a promise. I'm coming again to get my children. I'm going to bring you where I am. I want you to be with me, also in my Father's home. Beloved, the coming of the Lord Jesus could take place today, when the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. The words of Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 15 through verse 18. Yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus is coming again. And the imminency of that home, it may be today. Beloved, are you ready? Are you ready for that home? Thank God for every child of the Father, who by grace divine has been born again, who by the Spirit has been led to put his and her faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for their sins on Calvary. They have the prospect of being caught up imminently to meet the Lord in the air and to go with him into the Father's house of eternal glory above. But ere we close, we not only would remind our hearts concerning the reality of the home, concerning the locality of the home as we have done, concerning the felicity of that home which has been precious to consider, and also concerning the immensity of that home, a place, an abundant room for many, and then also the permanency of that home as indicated by the word mansions, and now the imminency. But we would also remember that in verse 6, the Lord Jesus declares the accessibility to that home. How can we know the way to that home, said Thomas. Jesus saith unto Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. My beloved radio friend, it is Christ, and Christ alone, who is able to take you and me into that home above. He declares, I'm the way to that home. May I say, my beloved, without Christ, you'll never enter that home. With Christ, you'll never be able to be kept out of the home. I'm the way. He didn't say, I am a way. He said, I am the way. And beloved, we emphasize most decidedly, there is only one person who can take you into that home. Are you trusting Him? Do you belong to Him? Is He your Savior? Have you accepted Him? Have you received Him? For as many as received Him, to them gave He the power, the right, the privilege, the authority to be called the children of God, even to them that believe on His name. John 1, verse 12. They are the ones who will go into that home. And beloved, the home is accessible for you. You must have Christ. You can take Him today. Receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior. For He alone, who is the way, and not only the way, the truth, as well as the life, is the only one who can bring you into the Father's glory and His home above. Beloved, again, may we repeat, it's not your church membership. It's Christ only who can take you to heaven. Are you trusting Christ? Do you have Him as your Savior? Have you received Him as your own? And may I tell you very frankly, it won't cost you anything. The way to the Father's house is free. Free! And as we have already suggested, if you were to read the wonderful description of that home in Revelation 21, verse 9, all the way down through chapter 22 and verse 5, think of that home. There are no water bills in that home. 100% pure water, the pure river of the water of life, clearest crystal, is in that home above. There are no light bills in that home, for there shall be no night there. They need no candle nor light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and the Lamb is the light thereof. May I also remind you, there's a permanent pavement in that city above, of pure gold. For the street of the city was pure gold, as though it were transparent glass, declares the word of God. And everything in that city and in that home is new. Behold, I make all things new, said Jehovah. And these words He declared are true and faithful. And then may I remind you, there will never be any undesirable person in that city. There are any undesirable thing? There shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. And may I remind you that in that city and in that home, there'll be a perfect healthy condition, and there'll be complete immunity from all kinds of accidents. For Revelation 21 verse 4 says, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Then also, in that city and in that home, there'll be the best of all society. For in that city, God declares that there will be only those who shall stand before His throne clothed in white robes, and they will be His children. He says, I will be their God, and they shall be My people. Oh, beloved, what company! The company of the Father, the fellowship of the Son, and the fellowship of the Spirit, holy angels, and all the myriads of redeemed saints. The best of society will be there. And, beloved, I hope you belong to the best society. For the royal family of heaven is the best family in the universe. And in that eternal day, in that eternal home, the best of all society, redeemed by the blood of Jesus, out of the earth, will populate the home above. And oh, what joy it will be, what music of heaven there will be in that glorious day. And may I repeat again, as we've already stated, you can have free transportation to that city. In My Father's house are many mansions, said the Lord Jesus. And were it not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And beloved, may I say, you can obtain your title free from God, if you will accept it, through His beloved Son, the Lord Jesus, in whom Neither is there salvation in any other, said Peter, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And as Jesus declares, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Beloved, may I repeat, we have been touching upon God the Father and His family. We have emphasized not all men, not all women, not all boys and girls are the children of God. Only those who have believed on the Lord Jesus and received Him as their Savior. Would you like to be amongst this great company? Would you like to enter into that eternal home? God invites you. For the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And listen to these words. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Well did the Savior declare at the end of the book of the Revelation, in chapter 22 and verse 17, the wonderful truth, whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. And my beloved, I want to tell you, you can have this home free. No money down. No payments to make. For it was at the infinite cost of the death of God's dear Son upon the cross of Calvary. Your title and my title to this home was paid. We say with the poet, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. My radio friend, I ask a very solemn question. Can you be such a great fool that you refuse this invitation, the free invitation of God, to come and dwell with him in his home above by taking his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as your Savior? Beloved, Jesus says, I'm the way. Will you accept him? Get into the Father's family. Be one of his children who will be in that eternal home above forevermore. Father, we pray the Holy Spirit will sanctify for eternal glory the truth we have preached on the Father and his family. In Jesus' name, amen.